Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At B-Dubs, we're watching football all season long. All of it. So this season, they're going above and beyond for you. They still have their countless taps and HD screens, but the entire place is committed to creating the perfect atmosphere for watching football. See, that's where stick carriers go. And that includes the food and drinks. They called up a classic menu item in the 35th Wex sandwich and even innovated new kinds of Bloody Marys. There's more, but you have to come in to find out. To the place with the best football experience. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Love having Mastro Subaru on board as well. Pete and Steve over there at Mastro Subaru are stick carriers themselves, and they will be at all of our stick carrier events throughout the season. They have a special for stick carriers. Go ahead and mention the stick carriers. You get a special discount off of your next car. It's that simple. Check them out online, MastroSubaru.com. Two locations in Tampa and Orlando. And, of course, the OG of sponsors, the Bucks Uncensored Bricado's Sandwich Shop. We love them. 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City and home of the best Cuban sandwich and devil crab in town. I know you're going to go by there. I just know you will. And when you do, do not forget to try that devil crab. And, of course, Sports Legends in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill on the corner of Drew and US 19 in Clearwater. That's the place where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Harold from Atlanta said it best. When the Bucks are winning, it's just a different city. There's just a different vibe. And while the Bucks are just 1-0, we can feel it, right? We know what's on the horizon. We said during the entire offseason that the window was just starting to crack open. But I'll tell you what, I think the Bucks came out on Sunday and slammed that shit wide open. Holy shit. I'm buzzing right now, man. It is the middle of the week, and I cannot wait for Buccaneer football this Sunday. Let's go! Vikings. What an opportunity the Bucks have right now. They gotta continue to play with a chip on their shoulder. Jameis Winston said that. He said they played with a chip on their shoulder after having their game postponed week one. But they gotta play like that all year long. You know, this wasn't in... I got three things that I definitely want to talk about. The home field advantage, that's something that we're taking a pride in. The Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. We're going to start a new tradition. A new tradition. On our Facebook page. We need to know the stick carrier of the week. We will nominate a few players. Pick the stick carrier. We'll create a nice image. And present it to that player. And who knows? We might even have that image framed up. And presented to that player each and every week. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. We haven't even discussed that with the Bucks or anything, but I think it'd be really, really cool. Stick carrier of the week. Uniting the Bucks organization with the fan base. Are you with me, Bucks? I know you are. I know you are. Justin Pulaski, the commish. This is Bucks Uncensored. This is the home of the stick carriers right here. But before I go into all of that, man, it's just an exciting time in this area. As for Jameis Winston talking about playing with a chip on their shoulder, this organization should have a gigantic fucking chip on their shoulder. You know, there's always going to be that concern with a young team about the line of confidence versus overconfidence. Overlooking an opponent. We go right back to last year when they kicked the shit out of it. They go to Atlanta and just beat them down. Just controlled that game. Now, the score wasn't as lopsided as it was this year. But then they went to Arizona and laid an egg. They started to, you know, the overconfidence, read their press clip, whatever you want to say. They didn't take the Cardinals as seriously as they should have. The last 10 years for this organization have been abysmal. It's been bad. They've been made fun of. We've been made fun of as fans. They've gotten the shit kicked out of them on the field. And I know some of the players have only been here a few years. And some players have been here longer. But for guys like Gerald McCoy, Will Golston, Levante David, Mike Evans, who's been here 4 years now. You know, when you start to look at some of these players that have been around, and even the players that have only been, Jameis Winston, Ali Marpet, you've been here a few years. You know, these teams would come in and try and beat you down. And they would. And opposing teams fans would come into your house, and make fun of your fans about you on the field. This organization has to take out the last 10 years of frustration on every single opponent all year long. There has to be a purpose every single week. Dirk Cutter said there isn't 15 games left on the schedule. There's one game left on the schedule. They need to take out the last 10 years of frustrations on the Vikings, then on the Giants, then on the Patriots. They need to play with a gigantic chip on their shoulder all season long. This is our year as the fans to take back Ray J. But this is your year, Buccaneers, as payback. And it's just the start of payback. You're now a more talented franchise and organization than those teams that have come in and beat your ass over the last 10 years. Payback is a bitch. Let them have it. Let them have it. Speaking of home field advantage, we might not have the sold-out crowds that we want together, you and I, but as I told you, what did I tell you about this stick carrier movement? It is a work in progress. We just experienced our first ever regular season game together. This has been an organic, genuine ground roots effort during an off season. We're in our infancy.
We're in our this is just the beginning. We won't even turn 1 year old until later in the season. The crowds will grow. The team will win. And it's up to us as a movement to bring on more. See, this isn't a group. This is a way of life. This is going to the game and getting off your ass and cheering your head off. Screaming until you don't have a voice on a Wednesday like me. That's what this is all about. It's providing a home field advantage for the team we want to win more than any other team. We all have the same goal in mind. We're all stick carriers. You know, the Buckaholics have their group, and what the Buck has their group. There's no group here. We just all come together for the same common goal. And we hug it out, we love each other, and we scream our asses off at the game. And guess what? It's starting to happen. You don't have to have sold-out crowds to provide a home field advantage. I mean, you heard Will Golston on Monday's podcast, right? The louder you cheer, the more you roar. The longer you chant. They feel it. This was Will Golston talking about the stick carriers. After the game, Joe Bucks fan asking him, the stick carriers.
The louder they are, the harder they roar, the more they chant, it just gives us the juice. And I think it shows.
All right. The Buccaneers have won their last five home games. Let that sink in for a moment. The Buccaneers, remember, Joe Bucks fan called Raymond James Stadium the Den of Depression, and they were so right. They were so right. Don't you all remember we would look around and the team wouldn't be performing on the field? We wouldn't be doing shit in the stands. We weren't helping our team. They weren't helping us. We were a divided fan base. We were divided from our team, and now we're all uniting as one. We're causing a difference in these games. I promise you that. When I stand up there in the second, late in the first quarter, in the second quarter, and I'm looking, and the sections are standing up now. Early on in games, 109, 108, 107, 108, where Big Nasty sits. I mean, it's almost like we've got stick carrier leaders in every single section. We need you all. We need you all. Five-game winning streak at home dating back to last season when they beat Chicago. They beat Seattle. They beat New Orleans. They beat Carolina, and now they beat Chicago again. It is a home field advantage. No, we're not at home this week. But just remember that. You win your home games, that's eight. That's eight. But I think this team is built to win at home and built to win on the road, and it's because of the mentality of their head coach. Yeah, I said this for years on the radio, and it's so true. A team takes on the mentality of their head coach, and Dirk Cutter is allowing his team, because he is an aggressive-minded individual, he is passionate, and he's going to go after you. Look at the. They played the way I've always wanted any football team to play on Sunday. They were so aggressive and took the game to the opponent. They flew around to the ball on defense and attacked, attacked, attacked. And what did they do on offense? They just would not let up. They kept attacking and attacking and attacking until the Bears were done. And the score could have been even more lopsided. Mike Evans drops a touchdown pass. DeSean Jackson missed him just a couple of times. I mean, just missed him on a couple of deep touchdown passes. Charles Sims just missed him on a touchdown. I mean, think of what the score could have been, folks. Dirk Cutter would not let up at the end of the half. The Bucks have the ball at the 20-yard line. Fuck, Lovie Smith is kneeling the ball in that situation. Shiano's kneeling the ball in that situation. Not Dirk Cutter. They got weapons for Winston, and they went right down the field and kicked a 50-yard field goal. That's huge at the end of the half. Huge. They're taking on the mentality of their head coach. They're being aggressive, and they're taking it to their opponent. They got to play like that, like they got a chip on their shoulder every single game. It's the year of payback. To do that, you got to be aggressive. All right, I didn't put together a list, but I'm going to just do it off the top of my head. It's our first Stick Carrier Award of the year. We're going to nominate a few players. We're going to throw it up on Facebook, and we're going to get you to vote. Whoever gets the most votes, my man Sammer will put together a nice picture for them, and we'll get them a Stick Carrier Award for week one. Lot of players stepped up and played extremely well. And I anticipate this player is going to get a lot of these Stick Carrier Awards this year. Maybe this isn't the game that he gets it. Maybe it's not the game he deserves it. This isn't a popularity contest. I need you to be serious about this. The Stick Carrier Award for week one. Here are the nominations. We'll start with Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, as a leader, came out, and I'll tell you, he might not have had the touchdowns. He came close. He did have a touchdown drop by Mike Evans. It did happen. He did miss on a couple of long touchdowns, but the way he controlled the offense, managing the offense, third down conversions, putting drives together, marching down the field. Jameis Winston, 18 of 30, 204 yards, and a touchdown. Staying on the offensive side of the ball, I know Evans dropped a touchdown, but he is a man among boys out there. There's a reason NFL Network says he could be, at the end of this season, considered the best wide receiver in the NFL. Mike Evans, 7 catches, 93 yards, and a touchdown. The linebacking core of the Bucs is strong, very strong. And it's tough for me to look at, you know, Lavonte David and not give him the nod as a nominee. But I'll tell you what, Quan Alexander's interception early on in that game could have been a turning, could be the turning point in that game. Quan Alexander didn't play for a majority of the game. Lavonte David, with 9 tackles total, did have a fumble recovery. I remember he had a big hit in the backfield. What a perfectly timed blitz by Mike Smith. Let's do this. Kendall Beckwith played extremely well. The Bucs held the Bears to 20 yards rushing. The linebacking core. The linebacking core of the Bucs. So Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, the linebacking core of the Bucs. I'm going to throw the Bucs offensive line. I thought Jameis Winston had plenty of time to throw the football. And I thought they opened up holes in the run game. Remember, my concern was, who's the running back? Well, when you have an offensive line like that, playing like that, owning the line of scrimmage, maybe I was wrong. And I'm okay with that. Because if they're going to open up holes like that and allow any running back, whether it's Peyton Barber or Jaquizz Rodgers or... you dominate the line of scrimmage, you dominate the game. The Bucs offensive line did that. I think they should be nominated for the Stick Carrier Award as a unit. And I'm going to go final one, and I mentioned Dirk Cutter. he's already gotten his award. Remember, we gave him the picture, the Godfather picture at training camp. I don't know if I want to give him the first stick carrier award of 2017. But I will nominate Mike Smith, defensive coordinator. Stop saying Mike Glennon flopped in this game. Mike Smith stayed with the Buccaneers organization, has put together a dominant defense. Look at what they did at the end of last season, and now look at how they started this season. You know what it's reminiscent of? It's reminiscent of Tony Dungy's first year with the Bucs when they got it all together at the end of the year and then came out and kicked the living shit out of the 49ers. Remember that? Now, the Bears aren't the 49ers with Steve Young and Jerry Rice, but holy shit. That's one of the best defensive efforts, and this is one of the most talented defenses I've seen the Bucs put on the field since the days of Sapp, Brooks, Lynch, and Barber. And Simeon Rice. Mike Smith, you're nominated for the stick carrier of the week. So there you go. Mike Evans, Jameis Winston, the Bucs linebacking core, the Bucs offensive line, and Mike Smith, your five nominees for stick carrier of the week. All right. We've got a lot of Bucs takes still to get to. Some still from the game this past weekend. Had some more come in. We're going to try and get to as many of them as humanly possible. Everyone's fired up and cannot wait. Please join us in Sarasota on University Parkway, Buffalo Wild Wings. All those guys, my guys down in Sarasota, come up for our events in the Tampa Bay area all year long. They came up for the draft party. They came up for the kickoff party in the preseason. They came up for the takeover. You know what? We're going to repay them. So the Smoking Jays, Garv, Sarasota Jay, who else is down there? Sammer's down there. We're going to give away an awesome prize pack, full of stick carrier merchandise and whatnot. We'll try and get Buffalo Wild Wings involved. We're going to blow the fucking roof off that place. All right. So this is it. This is the place to be. We're going to go watch the Bucks become 2-0 on the season. Buffalo Wild Wings, Sarasota on University Parkway. 1 o'clock game. Let's go. Let's get this shit started. And let's... I'm so fucking ready. I am so ready for Sunday. Let's get to 2-0 and come back to what we're turning into the dominant home field advantage in the NFL. Raymond James Stadium. Yeah, baby, this is Bucks Uncensored. Woo!
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored, I'm Justin Pulaski, the Commish, at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Jay Pulaski, 324 on Snapchat. We are all fired up as Bucks fans. Just cannot believe it. You know, and wouldn't you know, evil Bucks media at it again. Now, they're posting all these positive stories about the Bucks. Yeah, you went through the entire fucking offseason posting all that negative bullshit. We're not clicking on your shit. We are not doing it. Nope. Not this fan base. Not the stick carriers. This is positive. This is exciting. This is electric. And we have believed during the entire offseason. As you've tried to tear us down and tear us apart, we said, fuck you. Gave you the finger. And we're moving on. And we're moving on together. Stronger together in numbers. Oh, and if you don't think that's true, go watch the video of the walk up to Raymond James Stadium from this past Sunday, and now triple that, quadruple that. It's going to be insane for the Giants. If you're going to the Giants game, you need to be at our tailgate party, and you need to experience the walk with us. Yes. Yes, it's happening. But not before Buffalo Wild Wings and Sarasota University Parkway. Cannot wait to get down there. Watch our Bucks kick the shit out of the Minnesota Vikings. Woo! Get to 2-0. Are you kidding me? Some guys we didn't get to hear from on Monday's podcast, and I do apologize to them. It's our boys, all of them, together. This section owned it on Sunday. It's the 119 boys.
All right, here we go. After the game, back at the truck. Guess who I got right here? It's fucking 119 in the building!
119!
We have Lack and Pack. Fucking OKC boys.
What up, stick carriers?
What up, stick carriers?
We sure the fuck did not speak softly.
We carried that big motherfucking stick.
We have Brandon from Washington State, who got to see his first Bucks game in Ranger.
Hey, baby!
Woo!
God, that was amazing.
We got Doug, 119 Doug.
119, hey, we did it today. Everybody showed up today. We stood up and did that. We dominated, baby.
Everybody showed up, kept that defense going. Keep it loud.
That was Allen from 119. And then we got fucking Crab.
Yeah, we got to keep it going next game. Giants, fuck them.
Fuck the Giants.
Fuck the Bears.
Fuck them. Woo! And that's... We took back Ray J today, baby.
Took back.
Except for Ray J.
Take back Ray J. Take back Ray J.
Hey, hold on.
Shh. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right,
nailed it.
Next home game, do what I did. I actually might be sitting in 119 next home game, which would be pretty incredible. Look at 119. Look at what they do during the game. Again, I'm not saying that every section is going to be that way. It's not. But just like any great college football stadium, we're trying to bring that college football atmosphere, right? It's almost like you feed off that student section. And trust me when I say this. As 119 turns into 119 and 120, and 119 and 120 turn into 119, 120, and 121, and we start to take over that entire south end zone. I'm talking to the entire south end zone. Be the student section. Let the entire stadium feed off your energy. And it will happen. It will happen. And I'll tell you, if you're a stick carrier sitting in another section right now, there's going to be an opportunity to where if you want to change your seats and migrate to where other stick carriers are, I don't want to give too many hints away, but I've already discussed with the Bucks how we can make that happen. So y'all just be patient. Understand this is a year of growth for the stick carrier movement and that it's just the infancy. It's just the beginning of what we're building together. Special. Aaron's in North Dakota.
We ready, Tampa Bay.
Woo! That's what I'm fucking talking about! The defense looked better than ever, the offense looked stout, and for our running back by committee, with Rodgers and Barber, they held it down. As far as fucking Twinkle Toes, why the fuck is he on the roster still? He probably cost us a score, and once again he does his infamous dancing. For real, I got better dance moves than that motherfucker. Was a little surprised that Brayton and OJ weren't as involved as I thought they would be, but you know what? All that matters is the offense did what they needed to do, and that was put up points. And they got in the end zone and got the 6 points instead of the fucking dismal 3. folk. Thank you. We finally have a fucking kicker. And I gotta say it just once. Folk, yeah. Dirt Cutter, awesome job. Not only on not letting up on the gas, but when the game was out of reach, you gave our boys a break. You're taking care of the boys just like you said you would. And Stick Carriers, my God, you made me so motherfucking proud. I mean, it tore a hole in me watching all the Facebook videos from Stick Carriers and Justin with the walk, with all the parties and festivities going. Oh my God, it hurts so bad not being down there. But you know what? I will be going to the Vikes Bucks game next Sunday. And that may be, unfortunately, the only Bucks game I get to attend this year. I'm going through some financial difficulties at the moment, so have to see what I can do with that. But I know I'll be meeting a lot of Stick Carriers in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium, where we're gonna rock the fucking house! 1 down, 1-0, 15 to go. Now, back into this. Shh. Speak softly. And next Sunday, I, along with a lot of other Stick Carriers, will carry that big motherfucking stick! Oh, and a side note. Love you, Smith. Yes. What a fucking loser.
Go Bulls. Go Bulls. Go Bucks. Love it. Aaron's going to the game up in Minnesota. Hey, listen, anyone that's going to the game in Minnesota, coordinate on their Facebook page, the Stick Carrier Facebook page. Just search for Stick Carriers. Sign up for the group page. It's a private page, but the only reason it's private is because we just want to be able to kick out the assholes, right? I mean, if you're just looking to be an asshole, you're not part of this movement that we've got going on. This is a positive movement. An exciting movement, but I need all of you that are going to the game to coordinate on the Facebook page so that we get the Stick Carriers loud, loud, loud up there in Minnesota. Let the Bucks know that you're there supporting them. Corey is up with us here on Bucks Uncensored.
What up, Commish? This is Corey from Nashville. I was very pleased with a week one win, the way that we won. I'm not as excited because there are obviously screws we need to tighten with the quarterbacks we're going to be facing. Shit, just the quarterbacks we're facing in our division, the three we got. Chicago, I feel like Mike Glennon had a little too many yards, and I thought our pass rush was just a little late on some things with that offensive line being as banged up. But it's week one. We haven't played football in a month against another team, almost a month. So we're just going to get better. Jameis was off a little bit on his deep ball today. But I'm not here to rag. I'm just here to say how excited I am about Buccaneer football and how dominant my team looked today. There wasn't a point in the game where I felt Chicago was going to get control, even though it was 3-0. Even if they would have hit a 3-3, I just felt like we were the better team, and this just gave us a heightened sense of awareness. Mike Evans, my God. I mean, we didn't mention it last year with him and Julio and Antonio Brown, but I think he's taking that. I think he's taking that next step in his career to where he's literally unguardable. And DeSean Jackson pulled the safety away. Cam in the middle, he's unguardable for any linebacker. Just fuck it. Just speak softly. You know what? You know the rest. You're going to hear enough of it today. Let's go, Bucks.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. You can never say it enough, Corey. Come on, man. Come on, man. Haitian Bucks fan.
We ready. We ready. We ready. Tampa Bay. What's up, Commish? This is a Haitian Bucks fan. I am so excited. I just watched the game sparingly. I was at work, but, I almost got fired because I was getting so excited, especially when Quan did that early interception. I just lost my shit. I'm so worked up, so proud of my Bucks. You know, they delivered. This is the performance I needed to see. And Peyton Barber looked good. The running, other than that, the running game struggled a little bit, but I was happy with the overall performance. We knew that we were going to shit diarrhea on Glennon. Thank you, Glennon. I was the biggest Glennon fan today, and he made Tampa look good. Now,
the Saints lost. You know, I wish Carolina had lost too. But, you know, I'll be looking watching the Falcons game later on tonight and hoping that they lose too so that we are in the race for the lead in our division. But anyways, I'm going to leave you with this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, Asian Bucks fan from him. We go to Travis. Hello, Travis.
This is Travis checking in from Largo. This is my first Bucks take, and I just want to say, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That Bucks defense was stifling. I know we lost Kwan sometime in the first half, but Beckwith came in, stepped up, did a great job. TJ Ward came in, looked freaking great. Offense, man, I'm telling you, the offense, once we get clicking, it's going to be dangerous. I didn't really like what I saw from Osemi boy, but I think he might have to go when Dougie Fresh comes back. But the rest of the team, look out. Look out, NFL. This team is for real. Hell yeah! Let's go, Bucks!
Love it, Travis. First Bucks take. I love it. Sounded great. Make sure you send us some more. I love the passion I hear in your voice. Brian's up with us here on Bucks Uncensored. Hey, Brian.
What up, Kamish? What up, Stick Carriers? This is Brian from Section 140. Man, what a fucking game. I'm still fucking pumped up, man. The offense looked awesome. Defense was fucking amazing today. Special teams, way to play. Get that turnover on the punt. Set up that touchdown. Man, great day. Awesome fucking feeling, man. I think this is going to be a fucking amazing season. It's going to be legendary, man. Hopefully we can keep this home win streak alive. Can't wait till next week. And then we get another home game, man. The Giants. It's going to be fucking killer. Can't wait to see everybody there and go fucking crazy. Go Bucks. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, you did. You did, Brian. Awesome job. Awesome. And you know what I really liked what Brian did? Shout out your section. Shout out your section. You know, I know, hey, listen, a lot of you from out of town, but a lot of you are from in town. Rather than saying where you are inside Tampa Bay, screw that. I'm Justin Pulowski from 109. We got the 119 boys. Brian from 140. Shout out your section. Let us know where you sit. And let us know what section you're leading and helping make Raymond James Stadium a dominant home field advantage. Mike is up next with us here on Bucks Uncensored. Hey, Mike.
What up, Kamish? What up, Stick Carriers? It's Mike here in Wesley Chapel, man. Still fucking fired up, even after all these hours. The fucking Bears game, man. We went out and we got it done. Appreciate all you Stick Carriers for being loud as fuck over in 119 and the surrounding areas. Tell you what, man. We have a good fucking football team right now. Hear a lot of people bitching over the deep ball accuracy. Fuck that shit. Winston was spreading the ball around to all his new fucking toys, and he was doing a great job doing it. But ultimately, our defense won the day. So fucking excited for the rest of the year. On to the Vikings. That's all that matters right now. Go Bucks. Speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, Mike. Out. All right, Mike. All right, Mike. Hope to see you there at the tailgate party before that Giants game. Oh, boy. You know, even – and the Bucks aren't going to win every game, right? They're not going to win every game. You and I are smart. Like, we get that. So let's say worst case, let's say they lose this week to the Vikings. How could you say that? Well, I'm just saying, it's a possibility. I mean, anything's possible. So they're 1-1. You're still coming home to the Giants. That game's going to be massive, whether the Bucks are 2-0 or 1-1. Massive. We need you, Bucks fans. Fill that stadium. Come to the tailgate party. Do the walk. And let those asshole Giant fans know that that's not their house. We are going to take back Ray J. We're not going to take any shit from anybody anymore. Brennan's up with us here on Bucks Uncensored. Hey, Brennan.
Justin, this is Brennan from Louisville. What a fucking day, man. We couldn't have started any better. Holy shit, this is amazing. I want this team watching fucking clips from that Cardinals-Bucks game from whenever it was last year where we got blown out. They need to be watching that game all week long to keep themselves in check. That way we focus on what we're doing and we come in and we take care of business. Great fucking game. Let's go, Bucks. Fire those cannons.
Love it. Up in Louisville. Up in Louisville. Eric's up with us. Hey, Eric.
Justin Stick Harris, this is Eric out in San Diego. Yes! That's exactly what the fuck we wanted for our first fucking game. That is everything we wanted to see. The defense flying around the fucking ball, causing turnovers. The offense driving the ball down the field and fucking running that ball down their throats. We looked like a real fucking playoff team. Yes! Let's go, Bucks. And by the way, you guys were loud as fuck at the stadium. They were talking about it on the broadcast. Great fucking job. Go Bucks.
All right, Eric, out there in San Diego with the Buckaholics. I know they were all fired up, man. So good. I know my guys, the Stick Carriers and Buckaholics. Listen, be a member of the Buckaholics. The Stick Carriers aren't a group. It's just a way of life. Okay, we're all Stick Carriers. But they got together up there in NYC. Said they had a seat for me when I'm up there mid-November. I didn't, you know, I'm only going to be in New York City for a few days, so it's like I was going to tape the game. I'm flying back on Sunday afternoon, and then was going to watch it when I get back. But, I mean, I might have to at least stop by and say hi to my Stick Carrier guys up there in the NYC. Cannot wait to see you guys. Keep posting those pictures too, man. No matter where you're watching the Bucks game, post them on our Facebook page. Let us know where the Stick Carriers are across the nation. We are uniting as one. And you know what? If the Bucks are playing in your backyard, let us know. Let's coordinate. Let's get the Stick Carriers together so that when you go to these games, if you're going to Minnesota, I know Arizona's going to be wild with the Buckaholics out there. The Stick Carriers is a way of life. It is taking the home field advantage, that home atmosphere, no matter where we go. So let's turn that game in Arizona to a home game. Let's turn this game up in Minnesota to a home game. Be loud. Be loud and cheer on your team. Derek is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Derek.
What up, Justin? Derek from Baton Rouge calling again, man. Just want to say I watched the video on Facebook Live. You guys marching in, singing an anthem. Shit was awesome, man. That was good, man. We are officially bringing it, man. That confidence we have going into the arena, we deserve that because we endured those seasons of disappointment, and we knew that this day was coming. We knew that this season was coming. That season of confidence and magic that we're gonna have this year. T.J. Ward, man, great play. That shit energized the arena, even though we were up at that point. It was awesome, man. We are ready. We deserved every bit of confidence that we feel now, guys, because we endured all the losing seasons, and that's that special feeling that we feel this year. We know the playoffs are coming. Shit, who knows? Even the Super Bowl. We feel it. We deserve to feel the way we feel. That's it, man. Shit, I am still. It's the game ended like 14 hours ago, and I'm still riding this wave and this high of being the team that we are, man. We are the team to beat, man. This is our fucking year. Go Bucks.
Derek, good to, you know, and I was just listening to you talk about the walk. Then I was like, he's in Baton Rouge. He's going to go to New Orleans. Didn't coordinate it this year. Again, this is our infancy, right? This is the year of growth for this movement. Am I already thinking about next year? Possibly. Am I already thinking about a Stick Carrier road trip to New Orleans? Possibly. Am I already thinking about coordinating the walk down Bourbon Street? Yes. Holy shit. It was the moment of the day on Sunday. Talk about the walk. Thousands of people walking down Ohio Street, which is the street right off of Himes, right behind the Bucks facility. So you know the Bucks facility, right behind that is that street, Ohio Street. That's where the tailgate party is. March down that street, all the way to Himes. We cross over Himes. We're walking up to the stadium. The moment of the day, I look back, there's thousands of Bucks fans all joined, all together, marching into that stadium. And it's going to grow in numbers every single game. Unbelievable. But as we got closer to the stadium, Tampa police officer, TPD, unbuttons his uniform, opens up his uniform shirt to unveil a stick carrier's shirt. I posted the picture on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. It was the moment of the day. It captured the entire day in one picture. That police officer's name, Gene, and he is on Bucks Uncensored.
Commish, what up? Gene from Largo. Although soon to be Gene from Waimama. Closing on my new house today. And I do say today because it is about 12:30 in the morning on Monday. Just leaving Ray J for my assignment after that fucking great Bucks win today, destroying those hapless Bears. Hey man, that was great fucking seeing you guys today, walking up from your tailgate and being able to show you guys that stick carriers are representing everywhere. Even if I gotta unzip the uniform shirt to show the shirt, it was still there. That was a great pick today, man. That picture was awesome. I loved it. It's great seeing you guys. Oh, man, it's been a long 2 weeks for me. That fucking Irma coming through. This is the end of day 14 of 14 days in a row of work. So I'm pretty fucking tired. Cut it a little short. Just great seeing you guys today. Great to see Bucks play. Lou, Teresa, hope you guys make out all right after your damage. All right, guys. As always, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
We respect the hell out of the Tampa Police Department, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, the police in this area, the men and women of the military. You know, this city and this area is more united than many cities across the country, and I love that. I love that. And if we can unite with sports, with the Buccaneers, and with this stick carrier movement, you know, there's been plenty of times where I've talked about it, you've talked about it, posted about it on Facebook. It doesn't matter your color, your sex, your sexual orientation, your ethnicity, your background. None of that shit matters. What matters is the common goal. What matters is what we have most in common. And God bless you, Gene, and all of the first responders, police, firefighters, you know, everyone that has worked their asses off the last 2 weeks. After what this hurricane did, luckily it wasn't as bad as what it could have been, but we respect the hell out of you. 14 days in a row. 14 days in a row. Guy's wearing a stick carrier shirt under his police uniform. I love that. I love that. That got me so jacked up on Sunday. So jacked up. And Gene, if you got any other police officers there that need stick carrier shirts, you let me know, all right? You let me know. We'll make sure all the TPD, all the police officers got their stick carrier shirts on underneath their uniform during Bucks games. Are you with me, stick carriers? I know you are. JB's up next with us. Hey, JB.
Justin, JB in Orlando. I guess we were like, 10, 15 feet away from each other at the Paisley concert. I looked for you but didn't see you, but it was a great show. But, man, I had too many Jack and doubles, so the next morning getting to the tailgate party was a no-go, especially with the ladies, until they put brunch as the priority. So I had to acquiesce to that. But, man, what a great fucking game. Kicked the Bears' ass. And, yeah, but it was definitely hot as fuck. I was equally as dumb as you were without remembering sunscreen. My forearms are burnt. my neck is so red right now. I should be talking and like, come on, man. But you know what? It was great to be there in Ray J. As soon as I got to 106 at my seat, man, first time defense, got third down. I turned around and looked at everyone. I was like, get up! You know, I met some new guys, some new stick carriers, Tim and Patrick, it's right behind me. We were trying to get the crowd riled up. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, hey, it's exciting. Good way to start 1-0. Got the Vikes coming up, and I'm excited to say I need a little mancation in. So I'm going to fly up to Minneapolis on Sunday morning, and I'm going to bring my big motherfucking stick to the new U.S. Bank Vikings Stadium, where hopefully we'll be playing in the Super Bowl come February. And, yeah, man, I'm stoked. Can't wait to be there with some Bucks fans and show those, you know, ponytail, mustache, northern motherfuckers how we do it. So I'll be tweeting out pictures and stuff, video, whatever, from the game on Sunday. We're going to bring our big motherfucking stick to Minneapolis. All right, man. I think I just nailed that shit. Thanks for all you're doing, Justin. Keep it up.
You got it, JB. Sorry I missed you at the Paisley concert. Unbelievable. He's so good every single time. I mean, really, really good. Really good. JB, let's coordinate you with Aaron and anyone else going to the game up in Minnesota on the Facebook page. Let's post something, get you guys all coordinated, and get you loud in that stadium, all right? Let's do it. Javier's up next with us. Hey, Javier in Panama City.
Hey, Justin. Hey, stick carriers. It's me, Javier, from Panama City, Panama, and I'm sending you my Victory Monday Bucks take. There's not going to be any shouting, any screaming. I left everything I had yesterday in my living room. I'm so glad the nine-month wait for this badass football team is over. I really enjoyed yesterday's complete win in all fronts. I believe we played extremely well on our offensive side, defensive side, special teams, and home field advantage. To all the stick carriers that were there yesterday, you guys were loud throughout the game. If you stay the entire game, thank you. Please wear some sunscreen and hydrate the next time. You guys were loud all throughout the game, especially on third down. I still believe there are some small issues we have to fix or work on. We need to get Peyton Barber more carries, less carries to the ballerina Sims. Jameis needs to work on his deep throw accuracy. Our defense needs to get more consistent pass rush, but hey, I believe in their cutter, and they will sort all these things out before we head to Minnesota, where guess who we're going to face most probably? Case Keenum. That's right. That's sucking. Backup quarterback is 2-0 against this team, and I highly doubt he's going to go 3-0 against us. Guys, enjoy your Victory Monday, relax on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, we start focusing against the Vikings. As always, support our sponsors, and like our coach said, we go right back into this. Habla en voz baja, y cargo hijo de puta garrote. Oh, and by the way, I was so glad there were more international stick carriers at that game. The guy from Mexico, mostly welcome. And the two guys from England, you guys traveled a long way, and I know it's worth it.
We had Mexico City, England, Scotland all represented, and they're hanging out with the stick carriers. Awesome to see all of you at the game this past weekend, and exciting stuff. Yeah, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks, Javier. Buffalo Wild Wings, Mastro Subaru. The guys are stick carriers. Speaking of them being stick carriers, go buy, test drive a car. Tell them you're a stick carrier. They're going to give you a special discount off the car. You're not going to get that discount anywhere else. You're not going to get it anywhere else. You're going to get a special just for being a stick carrier. It's amazing. Really is amazing. Bricados, Sports Legends. We got another watch party. We're going to be there. I believe we're going to be at Sports Legends for the Cardinals game. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Sarasota on University Parkway for the game this week against the Vikings. B4. We love B4. And They're the ones that are going to help you make it to work on Monday. All right, last Bucks take is Scott up in Pennsylvania. Hey, Scott.
Justin, Scott from up here in Pennsylvania. Just finished listening to the Monday podcast. Great as usual. Got me all the way up the New Jersey Turnpike and all the way up to the Garden State Parkway as I head to work here on Monday morning. Fortunately, I was able to catch a direct flight out of Tampa last night and get in a decent hour. But just wanted to give a big shout out to you and What the Buck. It's the first time I've ever been to that pregame tailgate. And trust me, my routine when I'm down there in Tampa for a game has changed. And then the march into the stadium, awesome. As you know, I love the We Ready chant. I could do that the whole walk in. It's a little easy on the vocal cords, too. It was great to see you. A big shout out to all the sponsors that make this podcast possible and make it possible to bring all of the stick carriers together. So regarding the game, loved it. As advertised, our defense really played lights out. I think we have the best linebacker core in the NFL. Jameis, hey, he's established as a premier quarterback, and he showed it yesterday. Wasn't pretty, but he didn't make any mistakes, as evidenced by that first throw right near you guys in section 119 when he just threw it out of the end zone. Made sure we got the 3 points. It's a sign of maturity. Boy, he reminds me of Peyton Manning. I got that feeling when he gets up to the line and he's like, I'm going to get 4 or I'm going to get 6 or I'm going to decide to air it out. So what a great game. I really tempted to head to Minnesota and represent there. So I'll let you guys know if I'm going to be there. But just in case, look for that orange flag in the corner of the end zone. So with that, I'll leave you with this. Shh. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Scott, make sure you coordinate with the other guys that are heading up there so that we can get loud and proud stick carriers up there in Minnesota. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, the Stick Carrier Group Facebook page, and vote for the Stick Carrier of the Week. Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, the Bucks linebacking core as a unit, the Bucks offensive line as a unit, and Mike Smith, defensive coordinator. One of them will be our first ever Stick Carrier of the Week for their efforts against the Chicago Bears. Bucks and Vikings, Sunday, we will be at the Buffalo Wild Wings on University Parkway in Sarasota. So just make your plans now to get on down to Sarasota and join us as we blow the roof off that motherfucker and we bring the atmosphere. We bring the atmosphere, the stick carrier atmosphere. No matter where we go, we're going to bring it down to Sarasota, the Buffalo Wild Wings. Down there at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, JPulowski324 on Snapchat. Was very heavy on Snapchat during the Bucks game this past weekend. And of course, 3 times a week, this podcast posts Bucks Uncensored Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. You can have it on iTunes. If you have the iPhone, if you have an Android, it's Podcast Addict or Podbean. If you do subscribe, you'll get the podcast at noon, downloaded directly to your mobile device each of those days. If you need it before then, simply go to joebucksfan.com. Our partners there, what a great job they do. Steve and Lee, Ira Kaufman. We love Ira Kaufman. We love Rock Riley. We love Gil Arcia. And we love all the podcasts. Todd Wright, Bobby Fenton, the Scuttle Bucks. It's crazy what Joe Bucks Fan has done, and we love the partnership we have with them as well. All right, we got it. We are ready to rock and roll. Thanks again to Buffalo Wild Wings, Mastro Subaru, Bricados, Sports Legends, B4, and thanks to each and every one of you, the Stick Carriers. Continue to spread the word, continue to grow this movement, and continue to be loud as fuck. And as always, we go right back into this. In the words of the Godfather himself, when he said these words, but I play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Good Lord. You got that right. And with that, we end with 2 words. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.